And now, Gangbusters! Gangbusters, presented in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States. The only national program that brings you authentic police case histories.
Gangbusters has asked the Honorable Lester J. Devine, Chief of Police, Oakland, California, to narrate by proxy tonight's case. Chief Devine.
Thank you, Roger Foster. Good evening, Gangbusters listeners. Suppose we begin our case tonight in the city of Oakland, California, one evening about 2 years ago. In a dingy cafe which advertised itself to be a nightclub, a man and woman sat at a corner table. He was dressed in a loud sport jacket with a wool shirt open at the neck. She had on a black taffeta evening dress. He drank beer. She sipped a pink lady.
Least you could do, you come to my place of employment, look like something.
What do you want me to look like?
You could wear a tie at least. What do you think you are, a Turkish bath? This is a nightclub.
Drink your pink lady, Lila.
I've been so humiliated.
I'm warning you, baby.
I do nothing but brag about you around here, and you come in looking like something they dragged out of the bay.
Baby, I bought you a pink lady. Now, you better keep your mouth shut and drink it, or I'll pour it down your throat with my fist along with it.
You wouldn't dare.
Wouldn't I? I'll show you whether I dare or not. Now,
just try it and see what it gets you.
Shut up.
Listen,
shut
you.
Up. Reach under the table. I'm handing you a gun. Grab it.
What's the matter?
Grab the heater, will you? A cop that knows me just walked in.
What am I going to do with it?
Do anything with it. Sit on it.
Okay, Don, okay.
All right, now make some pretty conversation.
I like pink ladies. Don't you like pink ladies? I think pink ladies are wonderful drinks.
He spotted me, Lila. Here he comes.
They make pink ladies with gin. Gin and something else. That's what little pink ladies are made of.
Hello, Baker. Out for a good time? It just got ruined. Like they say, you're only young once.
Like who says?
Was it Longfellow?
No, I don't think so. What do you know that's new, Baker?
If I told you, you'd get a promotion.
Well, if you'll excuse me.
What's your hurry?
I'm supposed to circulate. I'm not supposed to sit in one place too long.
You're not with him?
No, I go with the joint. Well, thanks for the pink lady.
I'll mention it.
Cute kid.
Yeah, class.
Well, it's a pleasure to run into you, Baker. We've been thinking about you lately.
Yeah? Who's we?
Lieutenant and myself.
Oh, how is the lieutenant?
He's better.
Mm-hmm.
Stand up.
Ah, now listen.
Come on, stand up.
Ah, you guys take your work too serious.
Sure, let's see what you got on you.
You won't find anything.
Okay, let's go.
What do you want with me?
Look, if you were half as innocent as you act, this would be a much happier world. Now, go on.
What do you want to take me in for? You know you can't hang a thing on me. You can't hold me.
Maybe not. But any inconvenience I can cause you will give me a lot of pleasure.
Haven't you guys got enough to do helping school kids across the street?
See you, big boy.
Yeah, Lila, take it easy.
Like I said, she's class.
Yeah, one in a million. Straight on through, Baker.
How can he be such a jerk to carry a gun when he don't?
All right.
He's a burglar, What does a safe burglar need a gun for? For target practice?
Okay, Icky, forget it.
Forget it. If I packed a gun, Lila, you know what he'd do to me? He'd kick me clean across the bay, call me all kinds of stupids.
If Don wants to carry a gun, Icky, he knows what he's doing. What's there for you to be concerned?
What's there for me to be concerned? I'll tell you what, then. I'd be down there to the police station with him, that's what, then. Carrying a gun like that.
Okay, lay off, will you?
Suppose he wasn't able to pass you the gun when you were sitting in the club, huh? Suppose he was walking on the street when the cop collared him. Where'd he be if it happened like that,
will
huh?
You stop beating your brains out. He knows what he's doing.
Oh, well, now he's a great guy with you, huh? He slaps you around like you was a handball and now he's a great guy with you.
Yeah, he's a great guy with me. Vicky.
Yeah.
They got him down there an awful long time. You don't think they got a mate on something. You don't think they're holding him.
Well, this weight can make you hungry. You got something in the icebox for a sandwich, Lila?
No, what do you think this is, a delicatessen? Icky?
What?
You think they got something to make stick? I'm worried.
Well, how should I know if they got something they can make stick? What am I, a superior court judge or something? Why don't you keep some delicacies around here? After all, Lila, we could...
That's Don.
Wait a minute.
That's his knock. Let me go.
So we could have told the cops his knock. I'll get behind the door.
Okay, all right.
ask.
Who is it?
Open the door, will you, Lana?
Well, I was beginning to wish they threw away the key.
Hello, baby.
Don't give me no hello, baby routine.
Hi, Don.
What are you doing behind the door, playing games?
Well, we didn't know what to expect, Don.
All you had to expect was me.
Don't get so cute just because they let you go.
Yeah, what happened, Don? You didn't do any talking, did you?
Oh, sure. I had a regular conversation. This Inspector Brown, he took me and introduced me to the lieutenant. We sat down, had a chat. I told him how I cracked safes. They told me how they passed civil service exams.
Yeah, but you didn't tell them nothing.
Oh, sure, Ricky. I told him about 22 different safe jobs. They told him how we rip open safes, then write Kilroy was here on a war.
Oh,
they were so happy to clear the books. That's why they let me go home.
I don't see what you're trying to be funny about. It isn't funny to me.
If you'd quit that lousy job of yours, the one I had to visit you there, I wouldn't have gotten picked up.
Oh, it's my fault. Like carrying the gun. That's my fault, too.
All right, they turned me out. Let's forget it.
What a stupid trick, walking around with a gun in your hip.
We were going to do some work.
Since when do you crack safes with a gun?
Oh, yeah, Don. When Lila told me you was picked up, I got in touch with the boys called off the caper.
What'd you want to do that for?
Like a kid playing cowboys and Indians with a gun.
I said forget it.
Forget it! I'll remember it as long as I live.
Hey, come on, let's go down and get a sandwich, huh?
What would have happened if I wasn't in the joint sitting there next to you?
Okay.
If I didn't have sense enough to know what to do.
Will you close that yap, Lila?
No, I can't even talk! Did you ever hear the Declaration of Independence?
Oh, come on, this ain't getting us
didn't
nowhere.
You?
If you don't cut it out, I'll give you a Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, it's just like you, isn't it? A cop does his job and drags you in so you want to slam me around.
That's a good thought.
Don?
You want some more? Hey, Don, what are you doing?
You can't hurt me.
No, I'll show you whether I can hurt you.
Hey, Don.
Let me go, Ricky.
Enough's enough.
Ricky, you mind your own business.
Get out of here, Lila. Get out of my sight before I kill you.
How big, don't you?
I'm telling you to get out of here.
It's pretty dull around here anyway.
You don't shut up. I'll show you, dull.
Good night, Lila.
Tell me something, Don. Do you have to slam her around like that?
I could kill her. She... Ah, you figure it out. I can't.
Well, maybe if you didn't get so rough with him, maybe...
Well, what are you, Emily Post or somebody? Well,
okay, but if you treat it different, Don, a little nicer, maybe.
What do you know about it? Come on, let's get going. We wasted enough time already.
Get going where?
We got a safe to get into tonight.
Well, listen, you just been to the police station.
All right, so I'm back. We got work to do.
Oh, for crying out loud. Don, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I told all the boys the caper was off.
We don't need the boys. This is a cracker box.
Well, I'm not going all the way over to San Francisco at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I said we're going to get into that safe.
What about the watchman, eh? We need the boys to take care of the watchman. No, it's nuts.
What's nuts? We've been figuring to go into this safe for a long time. We're going into it tonight.
Lieutenant Wilson.
Hello, Lieutenant. This is Brown.
Yeah, Browning.
I lost him.
Oh, that's too bad. What happened?
Well, I stayed behind Don after we released him. He went home, and about half hour later, he left with another guy in a car. They were pretty cautious. Looked to me like they might have been on their way to make a touch. I think they were headed for the Bay Bridge.
Oh?
Yeah. I guess the boys in San Francisco will have another safe job to worry about in the morning.
Are you pretty sure this Don Baker's right for all these Kilroy jams?
Aren't you?
Yeah. When a safe burglar like him's on the loose and there's nearly 100 jobs between here and Bakersfield in the last year, I suppose it's a pretty good guess. Hey, he's just the kind of a wise guy that would leave that Kilroy was here trademark on his jobs.
Well, guessing won't be much good, Lieutenant. We'll have to catch them in the act.
Yeah. What'd their car look like? I'll phone it over to San Francisco. Maybe they'll have more luck than us.
Oh, it's a beautiful ride. Even at night. This is the natural place to build a bridge. You know that, Don?
Yeah. Because Oakland is on one side and San Francisco is on the other. That didn't have nothing to do with it, Ricky. They just put the bridge here because this is the natural place.
Oh, you know what I mean.
You got other things to think about besides the scenery.
Look, don't get sore at me because you don't know how to handle Lila.
I know how to handle her. Every time she gets wise like that, she gets what's coming to her.
Suppose you kill her, huh? You could, you know. There's been cases of guys taking one sock and poof, I go to light.
Keep your nose out of it, will you?
Look, why don't you try taking my advice?
Will you stop annoying me? This caper is on my mind. It should be on yours. Got a big problem handling a watchman with just the two of us.
That's like news to me. We got a big problem. I told you we need the boys.
All right. Now listen. A guy goes across the street to that cafe every couple of hours for coffee.
Yeah.
Now we'll nail him coming out of there. I just got to figure out how, that's all. I got to figure how without him getting in the way. Now let me figure.
Sure, go on. Figure. I'm not stopping you.
Well, gangbusters listeners... These two experienced safecrackers, Don Baker and Mark Eikenberry, were on their way to staging their next crime. In the meantime, San Francisco and Oakland police worked hard to make it their last.
And now, gangbusters,
And once again, we hear from tonight's narrator, Chief of Police Lester J. Devine.
It was just a little later, about 4 o'clock in the morning, that the safecrackers Don Baker and Mark Ickenberry were on a narrow street in the San Francisco waterfront district near the warehouse they intended to enter. For them, the problem of opening the safe was not nearly so great as the disposal of the watchman on all-night duty in the building. So they waited in the shadows of a streetlight for the watchman, whom they knew came outside for a cup of coffee between his rounds.
He'll come out the freight entrance and walk through the alley.
I suppose he sent you a letter, he would.
All right, Icky, relax.
Relax? How can I relax? We got a tickle here. It'd be a risk for 4 men. We're trying to do it alone. How can I relax?
We'll be okay.
Go ahead, convince me. Yeah, but one question.
Hold it. Huh? Here he comes.
You sure?
It's him. It's him. Now, we'll walk him in the alley and lay one on the back of his head.
Yeah, but what if he...
Shh, quiet. Okay, get him.
All right, Pops, that's far enough.
Don't turn around.
Yeah, all right.
Walk back to the alley.
And listen.
Walk.
Yeah.
Head up the alley. And don't look back here. Walk up to that loading platform.
Yeah.
When you get to the loading platform, stop.
And don't look around. If we catch you trying to take a look at us, we'll kill you.
Listen, I got no money.
We know you got no money, Pop. We want to give you something.
Yeah.
We want to give you something
good. Something real good. Hey, Don, cut it out.
I want to make sure he's asleep.
He's asleep. You don't have to kick him to death. Who do you think he is, Lila?
Look, don't you give me any trouble.
Hey, Don. The car's turning up the alley.
Roll him under the platform quick.
Yes. Go on, Pop. Go on.
A little more.
He's heavy.
That's it. Okay, now get low.
It's a prowl car. Shut up.
Potrero and Army Street made a complainant. 101 at the corner of Potrero and Army made a complainant in regard to a stolen automobile.
Oh, well, what a way to make a living.
How's the old guy? Out?
Out. He's not only out, he's lucky if he's alive.
How work on the door? Has he got any keys on him?
I don't know. I'll see. Yeah, he's got plenty of keys. Yeah.
Okay, I'll get the door open. You go to the car after the tools. Yeah,
we should have planted the tools here.
Go on.
Yeah, I'm going.
Here's some more, Pop.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm just making sure he don't wake up till we get that box open.
He'll never wake up if you don't stop kicking him.
Get the tools.
Yeah, get the tools.
Hey, Lieutenant?
Brownie, what time did Don Baker get back to his place in Oakland this morning? A little after 6. He and that other guy, Icky. Inspector Johnson of San Francisco just called me. They had their safe job earlier this morning. They knocked a watchman over the head, got into the warehouse, and took $2,200 out of the safe.
Hmm. Can the watchman identify them?
The watchman's pretty badly beat up. He can't identify anything right now. It's touch and go whether he'll pull out of it.
Now, what do you say? Shall I go get these two and bring them in here?
No, not yet, Brownie. You have the boys keep an eye on them till we find out how that watchman is. Then we'll see where we go from there.
Iggy, here.
What are you crazy, Don?
Dan, I'll buy you a drink.
I don't want no drink, not here. You have to leave word for me to meet you at the same joint a cop picked you up at last night. Don't you have any consideration for me?
It's as good a place as any.
Well, if you want to see Lila, can't you see her at home? Do you have to come here?
Lila ain't here tonight.
She ain't?
No.
What's the matter with her?
She ain't feeling so good.
Oh, no?
No. She ain't looking so good either, especially around the eyes.
Oh, Don, for crying out loud. Can't you control yourself?
I thought I told you Lila was my problem.
Listen, she's my problem, too. Every time you slug her, she gets sore. Someday she's going to get sore enough to do a lot of talking. What kind of trouble are you looking for?
I don't want to hit her, Ricky. She practically asks for it. I'm telling you, I go there with nothing but peaceful intentions. And as soon as she opens her mouth, she makes me mad enough to kill her. Yeah, most aims are bad enough. This one I can't figure for anything.
Okay, you can't figure it, but I can figure it. Don, look, there ain't a woman alive that don't like a guy to be sweet to her. Sweet, that's what she's looking for. Now, be a nice guy. Be considerate. Bring her presents.
Don't be a jerk.
I think you're a bigger jerk. If she ever gets mad enough and gets a notion in her head, we're dead. There ain't nothing she don't know.
All right. I didn't ask you to talk about Lila. I asked you to tell you to get the boys together for a touch.
Then you'll give it a whirl, be a nice ass slug, and they'll never get you any place.
Well, I'll think about it.
Yeah.
Now, look, can you get the boys together? I want the work done tomorrow night.
What job is this you're talking about?
I want to crack that auto parts joint.
Auto parts?
Mm-hmm.
That's right here in Oakland.
What's the matter with that?
But did you forget something? Did you forget you was picked up and questioned by Oakland cops just last night?
Look, if I let a little thing like that stop us from working, we'd starve to death.
Yeah, I could see your point. Well, I'll take that drink now, if you don't mind.
Sure, Ricky.
Hey, waiter. Hey, how about a little service around here?
Inspector Brown.
Lieutenant Wilson, Browning. San Francisco just called. They showed the pictures of Don Baker and Icky to the watchman.
So?
He couldn't make them.
Do you think the watchman could identify them in person?
No, not a chance. We'll just have to nail them the hard way, catch them in the act.
Well, that won't be so easy, Lieutenant. They're full of tricks.
Well, they don't have a monopoly on tricks. Maybe we'll try a trick or two ourselves.
Come in.
Lila?
Well, come in. The door's not locked.
You want to come to the living room a minute, Lila? I got something for you.
I'm busy. I'm trying to put my hair up. I'm going to work tonight.
Oh, come on, come on. See what it is.
I've got no time.
Okay. I'll bring it in here.
Hello, honey.
Don. Cut it out, will you? Ow!
All right. Don't get excited. But you want to see what it is?
I'm trying to get my hair up.
Okay, I brought it in here.
What?
Well, the man said those orchids are flown in special. Best orchids in town.
Who needs orchids?
Okay, sweetheart. You don't want orchids? What do you want? I'll get you whatever you want.
It's come over you all of a sudden.
What do you want? Would you like a new coat? Furs, maybe?
I would like to finish my hair.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. Here, Lila, here's some orchids for you. You don't want orchids? Okay, get anything you want. You want furs, Lila?
Well, do you, sweetheart? Name the kind of fur.
Where'd you get that sweetheart routine? I got a name.
I'm sorry about the orchids.
Listen! Don't you run away from me.
Lila.
Honey, this, dearie, that. What's the matter with you anyway?
Well, baby, I suddenly sat down, baby, and I realized how much you mean to me. You mean a lot to me.
So that's it. I mean a lot to you. What's her name?
What's whose name?
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
If I find out who she is, I'll tear her limb from limb.
There's nobody, baby.
Don't call me baby.
Listen to me, you little...
Well, go ahead. Hit me. Why don't you hit me? Well?
I'll see you later.
Don!
What?
Here. Take her to the orchid.
I told you there's no her.
Then where are you going?
We got a job to do tonight.
It's early. You said you were going to pull it late.
We're pulling it early.
Don, I'm warning you. If I get my hands on her, you'll never look at her again.
I told you there's no her. We're working tonight. We're taking the auto parts place.
I'll bet.
Well, I swear I'm going to... Good night.
Don! Don! You think I care? Do you? Here's a present for you. Orchids.
Get in, Don.
Okay, move.
Well, I'll have to work out with Lila. The presents, I mean.
You mention one word about that, I'll break your back.
What happened?
The less said about it, the better. You got the tools?
Yeah.
Okay. Go after the boys. Use the regular routine. If there's any cops behind us, I want to be sure we shake them.
Another one of those pink ladies?
Sure. That's what I'm here for. Sit down.
Thanks. My name is Brown.
I know who you are. He's not here.
Yeah, I know it. I keep pretty good track of him. I want to talk with you.
Go ahead and talk. Talk all you want. Talk is cheap.
Yeah, I know it is. That's why... Hey, that's a nice orchid.
It goes with the dress.
What happened to it?
I don't know. It came like that.
Now you ought to send it back and get a whole one. That looks like it came off Omaha Beach.
Just like me. We'll doodle something better comes along.
Something better for Don?
Who, for instance?
How long you been his girl?
Long enough.
Where'd he go tonight?
How should I know?
Well, you'd think he'd spend his spare time around here.
Look, if you're fishing for something, mister, I don't bite.
You ought to see her, Lila.
Who?
The redhead.
Why, you nut.
Yeah, she's tall, got flaming red hair, like a fire.
Don't kid me. I don't like kidding.
Yeah, she's tall, redheaded, and young.
Who's old?
You can't blame Don. Can't blame any guy like him. They're all living with the first mortgage on their time.
They want to get in everything they can before they take the fall they know they got coming someday.
I never heard of no redhead.
Who'd tell you, Don?
You got a lot of nerve, mister, coming around here handing out those lies. Who told you there's a redhead?
I got eyes. Don and I have been going the same places lately. Him first, me a few steps behind.
Let me alone with you. I got enough trouble without you coming around here. Is she pretty?
Well, if you want my personal opinion... Yeah.
I still think you're fishing.
Okay, I didn't think I was giving you any information. I figured you knew all about her. Hasn't he been a little beside himself lately? I even noticed it, from a distance.
He's been nice to me.
There you are, you see.
Too nice. I figured something like this. Just tonight, I figured something like this.
I heard he wasn't so nice to you.
I figured he used to hit me because he loved me.
Doesn't he love you anymore?
Imagine him handing me a story he's going to work tonight. Isn't that great? All the time, it's a redhead. Big deal, he said. An auto parts joint on Suffolk with a safe loaded to the gills, he said. Him beating my time with a redhead.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Big deal, he had. All he's got is a redhead.
Come on, Lila.
Come on, where?
Let's go to the station. You can think some more about the redhead while we take a look at that auto parts place.
Now, listen.
Hey, you. Bring this girl's coat. She's leaving. Lieutenant Wilson.
Brownie, Lieutenant. They just broke into an auto parts place at 8845 Suffolk. They're inside now. You got it?
Yeah, I got it. Where are you?
I'm on my way.
So are we. We'll see you there in 5 minutes. And watch your step. That Baker's dangerous. Anything can happen.
And now back to Gangbusters.
Are they in there, Brownie?
Yeah, Lieutenant. They went in through the freight entrance, as usual.
Okay, let's go in the same way. Mackey, stay on the street.
Right, Lieutenant.
You around and back.
Back's covered, Lieutenant.
More won't hurt. Now take it easy, boys. Johnson.
Yeah?
We'll go in first and you back us up, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's get inside.
Watch this guy, Baker. He always carries a gun on jobs.
Okay. Inside.
There's a light back there, behind the door.
Come on, we can't be all night on this box.
That's him.
Let's get him. Open the door.
All right, get him up. Stop the light.
Get him up, all of you.
Watch him.
Shoot, Brownie.
Hey, stop. What's wrong?
Roll it, boys.
That's enough. Don't shoot.
Throw that gun down. All right, all of you, stay where you are. Get your hands in the air. Go, Aaron. Watch him, Brownie. Don't worry.
I didn't have no gun. He had the gun. I never carried a gun. Not in my life.
Shut up, Biggie. All right. Now, all of you get over against that wall and sit down. I want to take a good look at all of you. Go on, he said, against the wall.
All right, we're going.
Well, gangbusters, listeners, that was the end of this syndicate of dangerous safecrackers. All members of this gang were convicted and given long terms in various California institutions.
Well, thank you, Chief Lester J. Devine of the Oakland, California Police Department, for this most amazing case history. And gangbusters, congratulations to all the Oakland and other California police officers whose hard and brilliant work brought a satisfactory conclusion to a difficult case.
Tonight's Gangbusters case was dramatized by Stanley Niss and directed by George Zachary, with Mandel Kramer, Elspeth Eric, and Larry Haynes in leading roles. Roger Foster speaking.
Gangbusters is a Phillips H. Lord production.